So we've completed Al Naras Bava. And I really do believe it's important to say it during the 3 weeks, the 9 days especially. But there's another side to the coin. That which we'll say on Rosh Chodesh and Shabbos, and we say it every day, we don't say Tachanun. And this song describes the highest of all ascents, the ultimate Shir HaMa'alos, the ascent of Klal Yisrael from Galus, the Gula Shlema, the final redemption. B'shuv Hashem eshivas Tzion, when Hashem will return the captivity of Tzion, will be like dreamers, Hayina Kacholmim. Shim Shofar Hirsch explains so beautifully, when Hashem will turn to us again and bring about our return to Tzion, will awaken as if from a dream. It will seem to us that we'd lived through the long, long years of Galus as if it was a dream, a long nightmare, during which, absorbed in ourselves, we'd taken little notice of the change which had gone on round about us and of the impact which, unknown for us, and our wanderings had upon the nations upon which we'd come in contact with during the Galus. Whatever the conception we might have had of these things during our Galus, our understanding of them will only be much clearer once our Galus will be at an end. So this Galus is a long nightmare. But says Rav Hirsch, we don't realise what kind of positive effect we've had on the world. Yes, we've brought monotheism to the majority of the world's population over the last 2,000 years. Yes, we are way, way, way overrepresented by Nobel Prize winners. Torah has flourished since the writing of the Mishnah. It's flourished in Galus, different places at different times. We still have no idea of the positive impact that we've made on the world, despite our trials and tribulations. So, yes, we'll be waking up from the nightmare of Galus. And the world should understand and realize what it achieved and how ultimately it was the good for the good. This Gula will appear to be a dream, according to others, because the wonders that accompany it will exceed our wildest expectations. David HaMelech, composed of this Perek of Tehillim, is a prophecy, as nevuah of events that were destined to occur long after his death. And therefore it's written from the perspective of the Goylim in Bavel, of those who were exiled and ultimately redeemed from Babylon. Make no mistake about it. Doesn't matter when it was written. Doesn't matter the context in which it was set. This is our anthem. This is our national anthem. This is the song we sung at every Shabbos table. Maybe we don't think about it. Maybe we just sing the Shir HaMa'alos. It's so beautiful. It's so incredible. The Jew in Galus never lost sight of the fact that, yes, it was a nightmare. But we're going to wake up one day. We're going to wake up from this dream and realize the effects that we've had for the good. Then we'll be able to enter into reality of the Geula Shleima. Then we'll enter into a whole new dimension of existence.